Coming into an easeful posture and physical and mental space for meditation. We've been feeling into the quality of anatta, or selflessness, or not self. And so I'll offer one of the reflections from the Vipassana instructions and that points somewhat to this quality. So beginning with just the sense of the body, breathing, sitting, resting. Begin to feel the body more and more in this moment as a continuously unfolding expression of conditions, and so in practice this can look like beginning with simple mindfulness, aware of the body and its sensations, aware of the mood that's present, and the pleasant or unpleasant or neutral tone. Aware of the presence or absence of qualities like the hindrances, sensual desire, hatred, sloth and torpor, restlessness and worry or doubt. You can just name or notice these patterns if they're present in the field. Notice the presence of wholesome qualities, like the seven factors, mindfulness itself, investigation or a kind of interest, curiosity, exploration, wholesome energy for practice, and the pleasure in the body that comes with some stillness, rapture, ease, and the settling qualities, tranquility, focus, equanimity. Any of these qualities that are here, noticing them, celebrating them. And as always, the general practice is to call on mindfulness to know what's happening, and then call on wise effort to increase the wholesome and decrease the unwholesome. We do this by turning our attention to the wholesome or giving our attention to the unwholesome in a way that is conducive for understanding, release, processing, transforming. And this is all our basic practice. So establishing that ground of presence. to begin opening to seeing anatta or selflessness. We may begin with the felt sense of the characteristic or mark of impermanence, anicca. Noticing any experience that stands out, you could choose anything in any of the senses. And notice what your habitual relationship to it is. If it's a physical sensation, there can be the sense that I own that sensation, or it's happening to me, or in me, or on me. It's my pain or my buzzing or tingling. If it's a thought, there can be the sense this is my thought. If there's a feeling, an emotion, my emotion, I feel this way. I'm just noticing the tendency toward ownership of experience. If it's something outside yourself, like some sounds you can hear, notice how the habitual pattern is to listen from a place. I'm listening, I'm hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting. The reflection on impermanence is to notice that all of these experiences are coming and going. Sounds come and go. Sensations come and go. Feelings come and go. The sense of self is the sense of the one who is an experience or owns an experience. The sense of I, me, or mine. It can be easiest to do this with something distant like sounds. I can hear frogs right now outside my house. It's easy to know that the frogs are not myself, but it's not as easy to dislodge the sense that there's a solid me that's doing the listening. But really listen. Look for that sense of the solid me. Is the felt sense of myself the same as it was 5 minutes ago, earlier today, yesterday, some decades ago? Is it undoubtedly the same experience? Notice that the experience of myself also changes. When you do this with feelings, you might notice that we do often have the sense that we own our feelings, or that they define us or represent us. I'm anxious, or I'm depressed, or I'm generally happy, or however you define yourself. But notice your mood or feeling and how it's similar but different from other moments where you felt something like this. And again, look for the sense of the one who's experiencing this. Is this me? Is this feeling mine? Does this feeling define myself? The reflection on selflessness is not that there is no such thing as a self, but that it can't be found in any distinct experience. So sitting with mindfulness, with different experiences appearing and disappearing, feel how the self constellates differently for each one, and can't be said to be bound by anything, any particular experience, defined by any particular experience. So we'll practice in this way, letting the perception, inviting the perception of impermanence and selflessness to weave together. Notice changing experience and how the sense of self changes along with changing experience. And you can use the classical phrase, this is not me, not mine, not myself, and see how that echoes or resonates, how it changes our experience. Of anything that's arising. So we'll explore in this way. coming toward the end of the sitting period, if you notice that the mind has been lost in thought at any point, bring that thought back for a moment and feel how that thought probably has connected to it or orbiting around it or growing out of it, or it is growing out of a sense of myself. It feels like me, it feels like mine, it defines me in some way. Notice how the thoughts and that are charged enough to pull us away from the moment-to-moment flow of mindfulness, how they come with a sense of self. And you can do the same practice with this thought. Notice that it arose out of conditions, persists based in conditions, namely weak mindfulness, pleasure or displeasure, the various actions in the past that led to this being a compelling story, and that all of those are changing constantly, and that this story can no more define who you are than anything else you experience. So loosen from the story a little and just feel it. You can again lay in the classical phrase if you like. This is not me, not mine, not myself. And the meditation with the homage to the Buddha. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhasa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhasa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa.